I hereby declare, on oath,
people from 56 countries, ranging in age from young to old, spent years waiting to become U.S. citizens. Sandra Guerrero has lived and worked in the U.S. for 25 years after immigrating to Florida with her family from Mexico.
It was easy. It was very easy. And I just regret that I didn't do it before. But it was just wonderful. And on my job, they're all excited because I'm doing it. So very excited. I just want my husband to do it next.
Guerrero and her husband came to the country with documentation. The new bipartisan plan would help other immigrants who didn't. Democrats, including President Obama, have been anxious to lay out a path toward citizenship, but many Republicans have been reluctant. Today's agreement was pushed by South Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, who is the son of Cuban immigrants. It would allow undocumented foreigners to pay a fine in order to gain probationary legal status in the U.S. During a press conference today, Arizona Senator John McCain, a Republican, said what's going on with the current immigration system is unacceptable.
We have been too content for too long to allow individuals to mow our lawn, serve our food, clean our homes, and even watch our children while not affording them any of the benefits that make our country so great.
In a statement, Senator Bill Nelson, a Tampa Democrat, wrote, "We simply cannot deport 11 million people," referring to the estimated number of undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. At the naturalization ceremony, immigration officials from the Tampa field office wouldn't comment on the plan, but Lisa Robertson, Tampa's branch chief for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, said the agency is already doing its best to make the citizenship process simple.
The last few years, there's been a concerted effort to work with the officers to put the applicants at ease. But it's been basically the same process for a number of years.
But that tends to only apply to immigrants who are living in the U.S. with proper documentation. As it stands, undocumented immigrants have to leave American soil and later re-enter the country legally. Once that's done, Robertson said,
they also have to show that they have good moral character as well as be able to speak, read, and write English. There are exemptions for a medical disability with that. So there could be exceptions to that, but normally an applicant would have to be in a lawful permanent resident status for either 3 to 5 years, be able to speak, read, and write English, pass the civics test, as well as complete it's a 10-page application now.
The civics test immigrants have to take and pass to become citizens is 100 questions long and contains questions that many joke some American-born citizens can't even answer correctly.
It can be very difficult, because it will be to name, your senators, what does the United States government do? There's a myriad of questions. So it would be something that you would need to study, to pass. And someone obviously filing an application is going to study before they come.
It's a tricky process with lots of paperwork. Immigration officials work with applicants by rewording questions on tests and in interviews. They also have officers available to answer questions, but many applicants still need help.
The best thing we have to do is get a lawyer because we don't have enough information.
That's Christopher Aguilar. Becoming a U.S. citizen wasn't always in his plans. At first, he came to Florida for the same reason as many travelers, Walt Disney World.
I came second time. I met my wife, and then we fall in love. We get married, and then my daughter came, and that's why I'm here.
The naturalization ceremony serves as immigrants' first reward for getting through the tough process. Family members, co-workers, and close friends of this newest batch of naturalized American citizens cheered as each native country were read aloud.
This next one is always a big hoot and hollering one. Cuba.
Giselle Rosabal, a 23-year-old USF student from Cuba, stood in the front row of the crowded Eckerd College Assembly Hall. She choked back tears as she waved a small American flag and took her oath as a citizen.
I have more rights right now that I'm a U.S. citizen. I can vote. I can participate in a jury. I don't know. I just feel like I have more rights, and I don't feel more like a I don't feel like a foreigner. I feel more like a sense of belonging, like this is my country now.
Some immigrants came to the U.S. with their families, some without, to start a new life. Kelly Kirshner, the dean of special programs at Eckerd College, told success stories about people who had found prosperity after immigrating from foreign countries, including his great-great-grandfather.
And the continuation of a land so great requires that all of our citizens, that includes all of you now, old and new, those who were born here, born abroad, that our citizens need to understand and appreciate that citizenship goes beyond taking an oath and just earning a living in this country. Citizenship requires that you participate in the constant renewal of these United States.
Kirshner encouraged the group to take advantage of one of their new rights and motioned to a table where elections officials were registering new citizens to vote. After the ceremony, dozens of new Americans wore stickers announcing that they had registered. Dozens more left with applications to return by mail. The Tampa Citizenship and Immigration Services Field Office is holding another naturalization ceremony on Valentine's Day for couples who are becoming U.S. citizens together. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.